Good evening. I'm sure the majority of us who have been in the religious side of things for any length of time really have heard of a concept called the Romans Road to Salvation, typically a Baptist doctrine. Well, the road to salvation in Romans isn't exactly what they talk about it. Well, it can be found in Romans, but if you notice, any time you see it, there's always this really, 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 really long list of scriptures they have to take out of context just to get you on the road. The last one says, well, hey, you found the road. Well, I'm here to discuss with you this evening that the road is just slightly easier to find than that, but it is a little more difficult to stay on. If you look, for those people who say Romans chapter 1, verse 26 beginning, if you look, people say the Bible is outdated, things in it do not apply to us today. Well, I read this, and I'm like, what are you thinking? For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature, and the men likewise. And I will be reading out of the ESV for speed's sake. And the men likewise gave up the natural relations with women and were consumed with passions for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error. And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know, and that's all of us, though they know God's decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. Now, I said finding it was easy. Well, they always start out, when they talk about it, that there's sin involved. Well, you kind of have to do that in order to establish the point that there is a need for salvation. But if you look, Romans chapter 6, pretty downright speedy to the road. It says in verse 3, it says, "Do you not know that all of us who have been baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We were buried, therefore, with him by baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might walk in newness of life." Interesting how fast we got there. We went from need for salvation to salvation. But like I said, it's a little bit harder to stay on. If you look with me at verse 6, it says, "We know that our old self was crucified with him in order that the body of sin might be brought to nothing, so that we would no longer be enslaved to sin." Verse 12 and 13. "Let not sin, therefore, reign in your mortal body to make you obey its passions. Do not present your members to sin as instruments for unrighteousness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments for righteousness." Also, if you look at chapter 7, verse 15, I'm sure that the majority of us who are Christians can relate to this feeling. Let's look at 15. "For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing that I hate." Look at verse 18. "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in the flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out." Not that he does not have the ability, and we'll look at that. "For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want, is what I keep on doing. It's a little bit harder to stay on that road than we might think. But what is the solution to that? We know we go from the need for salvation to salvation to needing to keep that salvation. What is the solution to that? Let's look at Romans chapter 12, beginning in verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. We need salvation. When we obtain it, it is a glorious thing, but staying on that road is a little more difficult than we anticipate. But we have the answer. We have to renew our minds. Some of us struggle with that a whole lot harder than others do in areas that some people might not realize. So we need to pray for each other in this. But in the end, it comes down to you are what you think you are, and you are what you think. So we must renew our minds. If there is anyone here this evening that has need of baptism or the confession of public sins, we ask you to come while we stand and while we sing.